So Abaye was Mechadish and Vavim and Aleph, Vavim and Beis. If you're Mechadish B'mil, there's enemy Kadeshus. Yes? And Rashi said that the case was, very beautifully, that the Chosin lent money to the Kala, and he said, you know, instead of what, paying me back, I want to Mechadish you with the loan. So Abaye says it's not a good Kedushin, plain and simple. Not good Kedushin. The reason being is because you didn't give anything to her. And the way we learned, Pshat and Rashi, is that even if the money still exists, there's a famous concept called Mivolot Son Nitna, which means that once I lend Yosef the money, or I lend anyone the money, I lend the woman the money, she doesn't have to give me back the same $5 bill I lent her. And therefore, even if she hasn't yet spent the money, Mivolot Son Nitna, poof, and therefore I haven't given her anything, it's not a good condition. That's the Chiddush, we said, because he learns it out. Stay Ephron, you have to give her something. Halach Lamaisa, we said, if you learn out Yotzachinim and Kosif, it could be that maybe it would be good. Poshub Shad, Halach Lamaisa, like the day in Tanoim, that says Mekadosh B'milv is good on Daf Memches. There is a sheet in Tanoim that says Mekadosh B'milv is good, what Daf, on Daf Memches and Alf. Remember, we say keep that in mind. Don't forget about it. There is a sheet that says Mekadosh B'milv is Mekadoshes. But Abaye and Rav are not going with that sheet in Tanoim. Okay, good. Then the Gemara continued in the name of Abaye and said, Hanos Milv is good, right? Hanos Milv is good, but it's also to do because of Aramis Ribbis. What is the case? The Gemara says, well, if it's 4 and 5 is a problem because that's Ribbis Ketutza D'Oraisa. Number two, it's exact case of the loan. You're marrying her for the $5 bill. So that's Hainu Milva. So therefore, the Gemara says we have to rework it. Lo, comma, or a period. Tzricha, you need it for what case? Darvach lazimna. You lent her money, and you lent her money, Lamais, and you give her an extension on loan. Now, the extension on loan is worth something. The extension on loan is absolutely worth something. What is it worth? It's worth at least a pruta, and because of that, you're mekadosher with that, and therefore that's haramis ribis. Why is that haramis ribis, which is only what? Ribis what? Ribis min drabanan. Why is it not ribis d'oraisa, says Rashi? Number one is you didn't set a fixed amount from the beginning. Number two, he didn't get anything from her, okay? He didn't get anything from her. So we pointed out, Lamaisa, and I want to mention it now, just briefly, two svaras, and then we're going to get back to it because we'll add on another svara. What do you mean he didn't get anything? He gets her? He marries her? Isn't that a bonus? Why is that not called ribis? So the Rashba has a line, which I gave you, Dir Maske Ilema, where he says, V'yesh lomar came into gufa mamish lo kanile lo have ribis elish asim shuma ramis ribis. You're not getting anything tangible. A married woman is a kinyan nisser. That's nothing tangible. It's not something that's concrete. And therefore, you really didn't get anything. Okay? You didn't get anything in a financial way. And therefore, since you're not getting anything in a financial way, that's not considered to be ribis. Plus the fact, the Ritva writes, Dibra maskil. This is Pinchas' Ritva, thank you. The Ritva writes, and Dibra Maskil Lo Tzricha, that you're Kona an Adon for yourself. What do you mean you're Kona an Adon for yourself? How are you Kona master for yourself? Because when you marry a woman, you're responsible for her. You must give her mazonos, you must give her shirk tzvona, conjugal rights, you must give her clothes. There's a whole series of things a husband has to do for what? There's a whole series of things a husband has to do for his wife. So that's not considered to be anything. When I lend you $100 and I get $150 back based on ribis, that's a complete bonus. I get the extra $50, I don't have to do anything for you. Okay? But when the husband, you can't say the husband is ribis by marrying her because he has responsibilities for her. And the phrase that the Ritva writes, he's konen adon for himself. If he's konen adon for himself, that's a wash. What I mean by wash is, it's not like he's getting something. It balances itself. It's considered to be what? It's considered to be offset itself, and therefore, it's considered to be good. It's not a problem of ribis. So that's how Rashi learns up the pshat in the Gemara, okay? And we pointed out that Rashi holds that if you extend a loan, that's not considered katsutsa. That's not a fixed amount because it wasn't done at the very outset of the loan. Okay? Let's take a look at Tosis inside, okay? Simi, why don't you read the Tosis inside? Let's go. The Arvach Lazimna. Guys, let's look inside Arvach Lazimna. Okay, go ahead. She's mechuyev to him money that she borrowed. And he gave her time. And he wants to marry her with Anazu.
Sha'at.
That you would have given me, you would have given a man a pruta to appease me to give an extra 2 months. Or, as Rashi added on, that you would have given me yourself. Either you would have given to a third party or you have given me yourself to be able to buy another few months. That's a financial worth. With that, he's being Mekadosher. Go ahead. The Imperish Law. And if he elucidates, he wants a Mekadosher with that worth. It's good. It's Mekudashus. However, it's a Rumis Ribis. Who the have you? Have a low Ribis Gomer. It is not Ribis Gomer. Why not?
The low Katz
law. Katz. We said that. It means Ktitsa. He did not make a fixed amount from the outset of the loan. That's what's called Ribis Ktitsa, Ribis Dirai. So number one. And number two? He never took anything from her. Okay, so those are the two reasons why it's not Ribis D'Raisa. It's called Aramis Ribis. You got out of Ribis D'Raisa. That's what Arama means. Go ahead, the Kol Shekain. Kola Milva. If he would what? If he would Mochel all the loan. Let's say at the outset of giving the money, he says to her, I don't want you to have to pay me a penny, but I want to Mekadosh you with that. I want to Mekadosh you with the fact that I'm giving you all the money and you can be and I'm being mochel. Is that good? That's good as well. Okay? That's good as well. That's what Rashi says explicitly. We pointed out yesterday why the Gemara didn't say that. Because we want to teach a Chiddush that when you extend the time, there's also a Ramas Ribis, number one. Number two, the Ran is Cholek on the whole thing. The Ran says, if you're Mekadosh with a Nos Mechila, it's not considered to be a Kiddushah because her mind is on the money, not on the Hana of the Mechila. And therefore, it's considered to be what? Not good. Therefore, the Gemara had to give a case of extending the time where all there is Hana, and therefore it's a good Kiddushah. Okay? So Rashi says that if you're Mochel the whole thing in Hana, that would also be good. So why didn't the Gemara say that? Why didn't the Gemara give that case instead of extending the time? Number one is because the Gemara wanted to be Mechadosh by extending the time, there's still a problem of Ribis, but that doesn't block the Kedushin. That's number one. And number two is that there's a Sheet in Rishon, the Ran, who actually says it's not good because her mind is on the money. Her mind is not on the Hana. If her mind is on the money, then that's going to be a problem. Halacha l'maisa. Because there's nothing there when he's Mechadosher. Her mind is on the money, these guys. Not the Hanas Mechilu. Okay. Yes, Ben.
What's the Chiddush that the Gemara wanted to teach?
The Gemara wanted to the Chiddush that when you extend the time, there's still an issur of Aramis Ribis. That's what the Gemara had in mind. So that's what the Gemara said that case. Number two, we're pointing out that the Ran actually says that case is bad. That would not be a good Kedushin. Because her mind is on the what? Not on the Hanas Mechilu. Her mind is on the Kesef. Right? And therefore, her arvach lazimna, all there is hana. There is no money anymore. The money's been given over. Okay? See, if I lend the money to a woman and I say, listen, you don't have to pay me back a second at all. Her mind's on the cash. That's not good. Allah chalamayitz. Milvalot sundin. Okay? All right, very good. Let's go, Simi. Excellent. So that all is a quote from Rashi. Go ahead. Let's see now. What does Taisa say? Go ahead. Uber Shusa. But if he's Mekadosher with the Iker money, the actual loan, he's not giving her anything. Because the money's already in hers and already in her Rishus. So therefore Mekadosh B'Milva is not a good Kedushin. Okay? Yeah. So he just elucidates it clearly according to Rashi. Okay, now Tosis begins. Yeah. Okay? Why did Rashi say there's no Ribis Ktsutsa? It's interesting that Tosos what? If you guys were looking at it closely, Tosos skips one of the reasons, no? Rashi said two reasons. Low cuts law, and what else? And he didn't give her anything. Tosos only quotes the second reasoning. It's interesting. I don't know, maybe he had a different gears than Rashi, but it's interesting that he doesn't quote what? He doesn't quote that second reasoning of Rashi at all. Okay. Go ahead. I'm saying when he analyzes the Lamaisa, when he's asking the Kasha. Because he's only asking on the second reasoning. That's the push up shot. Why? Go ahead. Very good. Masha Pirish. Let's see again. Mashapirish to Ribis Ktutza. You got it?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on. We got a lot to do. Mashapirish, what? Lo Nahira. Taisa says, I think it's wrong. Why? Kaven? Have Ke'ilu? The Have? So what does this mean? Yaakov, what does this mean? What does Toysis ask on Rashi here? Let's get it. He asks on Rashi. Rashi says, you know why this is not Ribbis? Because he didn't get anything. We already reminded at the beginning of Shir. What do you mean? He got a woman, he married a woman. So we said like the Rashi, but it's a Kinyasir. We said like the Ritvi, he has to support her, so it's a wash. So he doesn't really get anything. But what do you see from this? What do you see from this? What's this Chiddush? He says he is getting something. What would he have to give to her to extend the loan? A pruta. What would he have to give her to Makadosh a woman? A pruta. What would she give to extend the loan? A pruta. So what does he get? Is as if she what? As if she gave him something. She gave him like a pruta. Instead of giving the actual pruta, she gave a virtual pruta herself. You understand, Daniel? That's actually a bonus. So that's Mamash Apruta. That's an amazing kasha. This is Ribbis Gomer. This is Mamash Ribbis Gomer. That's what Tysus is saying, without a doubt. Svi, you got it? The Pnei Yoshua writes out, and get this down in the Vilna Gaon, Simen Kuf Samach Lov Sivka and Zion, that we said there's a Machogistin Rama Meshem is Rebbeim against the Rivet. That if you elongate a loan, is that considered a katsitsa? Yes or no? If you elongate a loan, is that called a ribis katsitsa or not? So what do you see from this, says Tosfos? It is. Tosfos holds Rashi and Rambam say, no, it's not. It's only in the beginning of the loan. When you elongate a loan, it's not. However, you see from Tosfos, and you see from the Ravid that it is. So both the Vilna Gaon and Pnei Yoshua say, that this is a major machlekes Rambam Ravid, machlekes Rashi Tosfos. When you elongate a loan, is that called ktsitsa? Yes or no? Tosfos says it is. Tosfos calls it a ktsitsa. And therefore he challenges Rashi and says, Daniel, that what? That this should be ribbis d'oraisa, the way you've set it up. This should be mamish ribbis d'oraisa. And the truth of the matter is the stipler points out, you see from Tosfos, that the kasha is not that she is giving herself. What's the kasha? Is if she's giving a pruta, which is equal to kinyan kedushin, because a pruta is the chalos kedushin. So that's a davar hashava pruta. She lemais is holding on to the money. Remember we said what ribis is? What's ribis? The fact that I didn't have my $100 for the month. She's holding on to the money. She's holding on to my money. She's holding on to the money. It's just she gave me a shava pruta. That's where the Machan Ephraim says, you're benefiting from the Pruta. That's Tysus Bam Kasha on Rashi. This is not Ribbis de Rabbanan, this should be Ribbis de Raisa. Yeah? That's Tysus Kasha on Rashi. Okay? The fact of the matter is that it costs money to Makadosh a woman. It costs money also to extend a loan. She says, you know what? Let's get married. He says, fine. That's as if she gave him a Pruta. That is mamish more than a bonus. So what's your response to Tosfos Kasha? To save Rashi. What's your guy's response? What do you say? From what we said in the beginning of Shir. What do you say, Pinchas? What does the Machan Ephraim, the stipler, say? I want a few answers to save Rashi right off the bat. What would you say, Allah? Isn't that considered to be ribis? Why is it now ribis gmur? Number one, like the Ritva, excellent. He acquires an Adon for himself. That's a wash. He has to what? He has to support her. That's not a bonus. That is not a bonus. That's not worth a Pruta. That's not a virtual Pruta. What's the Rashba answer? That it's an esoteric what? Kenyan. It's a Kenyan what? Isser. It's a Kenyan Isser. It's not something tangible you could say that equals a Pruta. She's priceless in a sense. It's esoteric. And what's number three? Which I thought was an ingenious answer to Machane Ephraim and the Stipler. Pinchas, what was that? He doesn't have to Makadosh it with Kesef. What else could he do it with? Shtar and what else? Shtar and Bia. You don't have to spend a Shavah Pruta. Who says the price of the Kedushin is a Shavah Pruta? Who says that? You could be Boiler. You could give her a Shtar. Who says it's worth a Pruta? That's a very beautiful answer as well. Why do you have to stand in there and say, as if she gave me a Pruta, Lamaisa, because why I married her, and it would cost her such and such, so I'm giving her this man. So it's as if she gave me a Pruta, because I would have had to marry her anyway. I would have had to marry her anyway and spend a Pruta. So instead of that, I give her the time period of what? The extension of the loan. Right? So it's like that. It's like I gave her a Kedushin through the Pruta. Why is that? I could have been Bowl or it could have been a Star. Who says that the price of the Kedusha Shavah Pruta? So I want you to get those three things, please. Three svaras we said to save Rashi right off the bat. Number one, like El Adoshan, the Rif, it's a wash that he has to support her. It's not like he's getting a complete bonus. Number two, it's an esoteric kinyanis. Number three is, who says the price of the Kedusha is considered to be a Shavah Pruta? You could have been Mekadosh with B and Star. The second one is the Kinyan Isser, right? It's a Kinyan Isser. That's what the Rashba wants to tie in. It's a Kinyan Isser. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? The fact that she's Mekudeshes, Lamaisa, and she's Niknis Lo, Harvachas Man, she's acquired to him because of Harvachas Man. That should have been Ribbis Kumura. They answer no. So that's what I would say to save Rashi right off the what? Save Rashi right off the bat. But I want you to get this also. I want to add on another Svar. The other Svar is, and I was telling this to Pinchas and Ben before, that Pnei Yoshu adds a fourth Svar. I want you to get it. It is possible to say that when a woman gets married, all she cares about is getting married. The kinyan is just technicality. She has to get hana in order to trigger the kedushin of the marriage. But what is she interested in? What is she interested in? She's interested in getting married. Her das is on getting married. So if her das is on getting married, her das is not on what? Her das is not on the kesef. Her das is on getting married, so it doesn't blend into, if I lend a guy $100 and he gives me four extra dollars, $104, that blends into the loan. That's ribbis. The marriage doesn't blend in, you follow me? It's just a trigger. You have to trigger in a gun. So you have a kedushin, you have a trigger. It's a technicality, says the Pnei Yoshua. If her mind is not on the kesef, then that bichlal, that's not going to be called ribbis. It's considered to be a completely side element. If it's a side element, says the Pnei Yoshua, then that's not considered. Kinyan of a woman is not considered ribbis gemura because she's not miskadosh because of the loan. She wants to get married anyway. It just exerts a kusuf that she has to get hana from this kinyan. But it doesn't blend in. So if it doesn't blend in, it's fine. So we mentioned four svaras to protect Rashi. Why it's not ribbis gemura? Okay? Four svaras. Yes? Chlorkite. Okay, very good. Let's continue knowing Tosfos. Obviously, you have to finish it up. Tosfos says what? Those four svaras go what? Out the window. Let's go. How would you say it? The bottom line is even what Elad said, it's not a really complete wash. You have responsibility to her. Okay, granted you have responsibility to her, but the ikkar is what? You have more responsibility to her than she has to you. Right? The bottom line is you did acquire her. Okay? And that's much stronger than what you have to do for her. Number two, who says it's a kinyan isser? Maybe there also is an element of finances. Number three, what would you have to say? The fact is, I don't care whether you can makadosh with a shtar and bia. The fact is, I'm not doing shtar and bia now. No? Pinchas? I'm not doing shtar and bia now. I understand, but I'm not doing it now, Tosfos would say.
No, but I'm saying, Tosfos could also say, since there is a possibility of kesef, you want it to fit into all three.
Right, but I'm saying you're actually doing it now, so I don't care whether you have that option. Yeah. And number four is, the bottom line is you don't view it as a trigger. Her mind is on the money. Her mind is on the ring. If her mind is not on the ring, why would she be getting married? Okay, you can't say it's a total side thing. Okay, Viter now. Go ahead, Simi. You're doing a great job. Let's go. Now he asks another. Now he says the following. Go ahead. The chi. He says to Rashi, if you want a case of Haramas Ribbis, I'll give you the case. But your case is not Haramas Ribbis. Your case is Ribbis Gemura. You want a case? He illustrates as Bekiyas and Shas. I'll give you the case of Haramas Ribbis. Go ahead. The chi. Ain li chitin. No, mana ainli. I come over to you and I say, listen. Simi, you come over and say, Rebbe, I need money. So you come over and say, Rebbe, I need $100. I say, Simi, I don't have $100 in cash, but I do have $100 in wheat. So I'm going to give you $100 in the wheat. Yes? The next day you find out that I had some cash, $96. You sell the wheat back to me. You follow me? You sell the wheat back to me, and what happens? You get $96. But also, you're going to owe me four extra dollars. Because when I lent you the wheat, it was worth $100. Therefore, we just skirted ribbis. That's harumis ribbis. That's playing games to get out of ribbis. Because it's $96, halacha lemaisa, and it turns out that you're going to end up paying me four. So it turns out you have what? Through the sale, you have
$4. How do you pay
$4? Because you wanted a $100 loan. No. Again, you wanted $100. I didn't have $100. I gave you $100 worth of wheat.
Yeah,
so I gave it to you. But you don't need wheat. You need cash. Then you find out I have cash. I only have $96. So you sell the wheat back to me, so you get $96 of wheat. You also owe me what? $4 more. Because originally you borrowed $100 worth of wheat. Yes? So therefore he gives me 96 plus 4. No, that was through the sale. I got it through the sale.
That was a separate sale, though.
No, I still got it through the sale. That's through the sale. Through the sale.
I'm owed $4.
What'd you say?
I give you the field back, $96. I have.
You didn't give me field. You took wheat. You sold. You wanted to borrow from me. I gave you wheat worth $100.
Okay.
Yes?
And I gave it back.
You gave me back, but I only gave you $96.
So you owe me $4.
So right, exactly.
It's not ribbis.
It is ribbis.
How?
Because the truth of the matter is that when you gave me the wheat, it was only worth what? It was worth $100, but the cash is $96. So therefore, it's going to be what? $4 extra. And that's because the wheat is only worth what? The wheat was worth $100, but he only got cash of $96.
No,
read the Lashon of Taisus. Read the Lashon. V'chi ahi, read the Lashon of Taisus. The mana li, mana ain li, I have no $100. Chitin b'mana yeshli. Go ahead. Shayach likros. That's called Aramas Ribis. Shema'arim. Shema'arim, the what? Oh, it's not agar nutter. Why is it not agar? Read the word. The lohavi agar nutter lay. It's not agar nutter. What is agar nutter? We said yesterday. What is agar nutter? The definition of what? The definition of ribis. I lent you $100. I don't have the $100 for a month to invest. You got to give me $150 back. That's the interest because I didn't have my money. I waited for a reward. You have to reward me for my wait. That's a definition of ribbis. So why in this case, Pinchas?
Wait, so
why in this case, Pinchas is not agar nutter? Ben, why is it not agar nutter this case?
Wasn't paying for. Wasn't ribbis given for the wait? It happened to be that he paid that extra.
But also, it was more than that. What was it? When I lend money, I didn't part with my money. I lent it. When you sail, you parted with it, right? So therefore, it's not considered to be agar nutter. And therefore, there's no problem of ribbis at all. Halach l'maisa. It's what's called haramis ribbis.
I understand the case.
Again, one more time.
I thought the case was different.
What'd you say?
We thought it was that, because if let's say I have the $100 that I lend it to Pinchas.
No, that's not the case. Cases, Simi comes to me for $100 cash, I don't have it. So I give him wheat, I sell him wheat for $100. That's worth $100. But he needs cash. So I came up with cash. You heard about it. So he sells me back the wheat, and the wheat is only worth $96. Okay? You sold me the wheat.
It lost value.
Yes. It was. I only had $96. Didn't lose any value. You don't have to say that. I just came up with $96. It's really worth $100. You need cash badly. I gave you wheat. With $100, because I don't have cash.
Yeah.
So you're holding wheat, but you're saying, I need cash. So you heard I got cash. Somewhat of money. How much? I have $96. So what happens? You give me back the wheat, and I give you cash of $96. At least you have some money now.
You don't get $4.
No, you don't have to say it appreciated. You don't have to say it appreciated. But it could have appreciated. But you don't have to say that. The bottom line is that you were borrowing money from me. You were borrowing from me. Yes? I get you borrowed wheat from me.
I'm still borrowing money.
You're still borrowing. But the bottom line is that what? Is that you paid only 96 of it back. You want eventually to what? To have 100. Eventually you want to have 100. Right? And I gave you wheat that was worth 100. You don't understand the wheat is worth
$100? I don't understand what you're saying.
I'll say it again. Wheat is worth $100. Do you understand that? I gave you $100, not of cash, but of wheat. Do you view that like $100?
Yes.
Great. 100%. You need cash, though. So what do?
I sold back.
Yes. And what do I give you?
$96.
That's correct. $96. But that wheat was worth $100.
Right.
I'm out $4. Because I gave you wheat that was worth
$100.
He's out.
Didn't I lend you the wheat? I lent you the wheat. I lent you wheat, yes? You needed cash. You got 96. But the wheat that I gave you was really worth 100. I made back $4 more. Yeah, but we're done. But I made $4.
No.
You sold it. Who sold? What'd you say? No, it's not a different transaction. No, because I lent you wheat. You understand what I'm saying?
But then you give me money, so I owe you $96.
No, the loan is turning into $96.
Can we write it on the board?
Exactly. Yeah, Yosef, you write it on the board. Here. Let Yosef write it on the board. No. That's not the case, what you said. Right. Okay. Wait. Yosef. Before you write, wait. Go ahead. Pinchas, you describe the case. Go ahead. Before you write, go ahead.
I gave, Ben needed to borrow $100, right?
Yes.
So instead I gave him $100 worth of wheat.
Yes, okay. Exactly like we said.
I saw that the wheat value has depreciated by $4.
Yeah, okay. You don't have to say that, but okay.
So I decide that I'm going to go to Ben and buy back my wheat.
Right.
So now I am down $96.
He has the wheat. Everything's as originally, but he has the wheat.
Now correct. I have the wheat. Now I have the wheat and that's negative $96. But Ben still owes me $100.
Right.
So Ben now comes back and pays me that $100. So I end up plus $4. With my wheat and plus $4.
Right, okay, but it's the same case that we said.
No, because Rabbi was saying that Simi needs to pay back $4. We're saying that Simi needs to pay back the full 100 because he never paid.
Okay, but I don't think that's a shot in the Gemara. Shot in the Gemara is like we said it with the 4. Yeah, go ahead, Yosef.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We've got one guy who needs $100.
Okay, guys, listen up, yeah?
We've got a guy that has wheat. He gives him...
No, let's talk about... Simi needs $100. He doesn't have any wheat. I don't have any cash. Go ahead. Come on. Shh. Yosef, come on.
Okay. So, Simi needs $100.
Yes.
So, Rebbe has $100 worth of wheat.
Yes.
So, he gives him $100 in wheat.
Yes, correct.
Okay. I can't spell.
Seriously.
Then we go back. Then he goes back to him and he says, I need more... I realize you have money.
Yes.
I will give you back the wheat.
Yes.
All of the wheat? Or
yes, all of the wheat.
All of the wheat. $100 worth of wheat, and he gives him now $96.
So the loan is now $96.
So he still owes him six. Rebbe still owes Simi $4 worth of money because he got $100 worth of wheat back.
The loan is now $96.
What are we saying?
Now Rebbe's down $96 because Rebbe's exactly where he was before. He has the same wheat, but he has negative $96.
Okay, but I have the wheat though.
The wheat still needs to pay $100.
Okay.
So then he needs to pay $100 still.
It's $100.
No, you're $100.
You don't have to view it like that.
Otherwise, if you're saying it's right, you end up... It doesn't matter if you pay that before. You need to pay that before. The transaction...
But the bottom line is that Simi has to pay back the whole loan. You have to... Because you wanted to lend, you wanted to borrow from me $100 of cash, correct? I didn't have cash. I gave you wheat.
And I gave back. So
you gave me back how much? No, you gave me back wheat that was worth $100, but I gave you $96.
So the price went down for the wheat.
Yeah.
If you want to say like that, you could. You don't have to say it. Let's say it did. Okay.
If it depreciated,
then
it's different. But
let's say it depreciated, okay? Then you still owe me $4.
Why is it depreciated?
Okay? You still owe me $4. Okay? Ella, what are you saying?
He owes you $100.
Right, he owes me $100. Yes.
Case two.
Yeah, but that's what Ben said. It's a different transaction. Okay, it's a different transaction.
The loan still stands. You guys made a sale that has no effect on the loan. Not a sale.
Okay, all right. Okay, good, good, good. The bottom line is, okay, Pinchas. Wait. The bottom line is that it's not ribis d'oraisa because it's through a transaction of a sale, right? And the sale is not a loan. And therefore, when you buy it back from me, it's considered to be what? Haramis Ribis.
Yes.
Because Ribis D'Oraisa has to come from a loan.
Yes.
Yeah, what are you saying, Ben?
We thought it was two M's in a blue. If Rebbe loans Simi, let's say this bushel of wheat.
$100 worth of wheat. Yes.
Then Simi's going to need to pay it back.
Yes.
At the same time, though.
He does give it back.
Within the framework, Rebbe bought.
Wait, listen up to what Ben's saying.
While the loan is still not paid back, this deal is not closed yet.
Yes.
So Rebbe, though, pays $96 buy the wheat for $96.
Correct.
But
so now Simi has $96 of cash.
Now, yeah. Rebbe has his original bundle of wheat back.
Yes,
but now he's down $96.
Yes,
because I lost $96.
So it's the same situation before, but he's down $96. But Simi still needs. This is a separate transaction. Simi still needs to close the account of the loan. He pays back $100, and then it turns out that Rebbe,
because the original loan.
That was the original loan.
The original loan.
New transaction.
This is separate. This could have been.
So what am I going to have total?
So now Rebbe's going to have the wheat back and.
I'll have four extra. Exactly. That's exactly it. I have four extra.
The original loan is that one.
Well, let's.
This.
Let's say it one more time, Ben. Wait. Start from the beginning. Go slow. No, I'll be up four. Go ahead. Start the whole thing again. Wait. Listen to this. Go ahead.
The key is that this business thing that happened, this could have been done with anybody else on the outside. It would have made a difference.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you. You're absolutely saying the whole thing again.
Rebbe lent Simi this.
Well, say the whole case. Simi needs cash.
Simi needs
Listen up. Listen up to this. Listen up.
Okay,
Simi needs cash.
Simi needs $100 of cash.
Right.
Okay? But all Rebbe has is $100 of wheat. His bushel of wheat costs $100.
Yes.
So he lends it to Simi.
Yes.
Okay? So keep in mind that Simi is going to have to close that account. He's going to have to pay back the $100 for the bushel of wheat that he borrowed.
That's correct.
Or the bushel of wheat. Then, the next day, Rebbe decides that he has more money. It's $96. So for some reason, it depreciated or Simi wants to cut a bad deal.
Whatever
so
it is.
$96, yeah. He sells.
That's why I said you don't have to say depreciated. Right.
Yeah, he sells a bushel of wheat to Rebbe for $96.
I think the better shot in the words is Simi needs cash badly. Heard I have cash.
I think that we saw that it says both.
Okay, all right. Okay. That's what most Rishonim say like that. Go ahead.
So then, what's happening now is Rebbe has his.
So I sold it back for $96.
Yes.
Yes.
So Rebbe, you don't owe anything. Well,
I owe $4.
All you owe is the original loan. You bought this was a fair transaction.
$96.
I gave $96
back.
So this was a separate transaction.
Simi, view it as a separate transaction.
Separate. This
the first transaction was $100.
It doesn't matter. I sold you $4 for the original.
This is not the closing of the loan. This is a separate business deal.
Right.
Okay. Simi, you could have done this with a rent. You could have done this with Pinchas on the outside.
Right.
You could have. Imagine this isn't here.
Okay. Let's assume it's a different transaction.
The only
reason you're paying back $100. So I have $96
plus what? -$96 because Rebbe has. It's almost. He's almost back to what he had.
Right.
Right. He has a bushel of wheat, but what's happening? He's missing $96.
I gave $96. Right.
So he got the wheat back of 96.
He never got his. He never got the wheat back. Is for a different transaction, though.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
So then, when he pays me back,
if he was getting the wheat back for the loan, then he wouldn't have to pay anything for it.
Right. So then, when he pays me back, so finish it off.
Then, so he pays back the loan, the $100 for the loan, and then that's
I have given four. I'm four up.
That's the revenue.
If you view it as a different transaction,
no,
there is.
Was the wheat.
View it as a... No. Simi, if you view the second thing as a second transaction, a loan and then a sale in the reverse, it's a complete different deal. You borrowed $100 of wheat from me. That's one transaction. The next day, I go ahead and what? You heard I have cash. You sell the wheat. The first was a loan. The second one, you sell the wheat to me for $96.
I owe you
$4.
It's a separate transaction. Don't get those words out of your mouth. I don't. No, they're different transactions.
It doesn't matter.
No, the only way you can say it is if it's the same transaction. It's not the same transaction. Two different deals. So what? No, so when you pay me back $100, I have $100 that makes up the 96, so I come out with four. That's how rum is written.
Because of the transaction of the wheat, I owe you $4.
That's not the way you view it. You don't view it like that.
No,
you don't view it like that. You view it as a separate deal.
I only gave $96.
And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, Simi. We said this yesterday. We said this. Simi, I'll prove it to you. We said it yesterday in Shear. Ribbis is only in the context of a loan. It is not in the context of a sale. And the first thing was a loan. The second thing was a sale.
But even Ribbis aside, I'm giving you more money for...
That's what I'm saying. You don't view it as the same transaction.
It doesn't matter. I sold you money.
No, it's not viewed as... One is a Mechira, yeah. One is a loan.
You gave me $100.
No, we don't view it like that. That's a bit... What'd you say, Alad?
But you gave him another 96 when you gave him the 96 back.
Right.
You're giving him two things, he's giving you two things.
Right.
I got 100 to start with.
Right.
You got 100 to start with.
Right. I gave
back
96,
so right now
I gave you
96. But he
also gave you
now 96. But I gave you
100 back then.
For the loan.
Because there's a loan on the wheat.
Yeah,
no, they're two separate transactions. One is a loan, one is a sale. No. Okay, let's go. We got to go Weiter, guys. Let's go Weiter. Okay? You see, Simi, everyone's saying good. I'm proud of everyone. But listen. The only way you can say what you're saying is if you view it as all one deal. I'm not doing that. If you in the business world, there are a lot of guys that do sales, and with the same guy they do a loan. You don't view it as all one thing. You don't mix it up. And Elad is making a great. Point. What highlights that it's a second deal? The second deal is a completely different deal. Is because I got something back. I got the cash. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah, it's not considered. Yeah, Yaakov, what do you say?
Because of that inner transaction.
Yes.
It doesn't deal with. But the thing is, you're saying there's two separate sales. No, Aromas Ribbis is dealing these two things together. You can't separate them.
Only because it looks terrible, Yaakov. You're making a great point. No, but objectively, the Yeritza, it is not Ribbis. It looks bad. That's what Haramas Ribbis is.
A lot of things look bad.
So that's what Haramas Ribbis is. That's a Durabana. It looks bad. That's exactly what it is.
There shouldn't be a separate issue for that.
No, the Yeritza's objective is Ribbis Ketutza.
You shouldn't separate the two transactions.
No, but I'm saying... And at the Yeritza level, we separate it. The Rabbanan, it looks bad. It's in the same portrait. So therefore, at the end of the day, I got 104. It's bad. It looks bad. So that's Haramas Ribbis. That's what Tosfos says. You want to call Haramas Ribbis? That's Haramas Ribbis. Our case of Kedushin is Ribbis Gemura.
Yeah.
Our case of Kedushin is Ribbis Gemura. He should have to give an extra pruta. Okay? Adam, you have a question?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. Well, right when we're ready to go fight through. Well, go ahead, Adam.
I don't think it doesn't seem like it's Ribbis at all because the guy who wanted the wheat knew that the wheat can get worse or better.
You're right.
It did get worse in value. He did lose $4.
The Ribbis.
But it's because the wheat.
You're right. But the But the ribbis is only derabbanan, which means it looks bad. It's not ribbis d'oraisa.
But no, I'm saying it's not ribbis at all. It doesn't look bad.
No, it look, it look, does look bad. Because when you do, you guys know better from accounting, right? At the end of the day, do I have $104? Yes. See, it looks bad. It looks bad.
It looks bad, but he did the transaction.
Lemaisa.
And the weight went down in value. So he's
okay, good, good, good. Right? All right, come on, guys. I want to finish the Tosis. We got to get the Chumash. I want to finish the Tosis. We got to get the Chumash. I understand, but it looks bad. That's what Haramas Ribbis
means. The guy was the weak, $4.
Okay, good. Simi, go ahead. Let's go. Go ahead. What is a case that's mutter? Go ahead. Vim Tomar, go ahead. We're up to Vim Tomar. So therefore, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says pshat. Okay, everyone's on the board. Very good. Excellent. Go ahead. Vim Tomar. Amai Asol Asos Kane. You have it there right after, go ahead. V'chi what? Lachain Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Because of Tosis Kashan Rashi. You got it there? So, go ahead. Someone read the Lachain Perish Rabbeinu Tam. You want to just point out, Ben, Lachain Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Come on, let's go. Point out to Simi where it is there. Lachain Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Do you have it there? Simi. Come on, let's go. Lachain Perish Rabbeinu Tam. The Igizmano. Lefro. Ba what? Arvacha lazimna. The Kitsha. So what does Rabbeinu Tam say the case is in Kedushin? He argues completely on Rashi. What does Rashi say the case is? That he lent the woman directly, and he said you don't have to pay the extra money, the extension of the Zman. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rabbeinu Tam says no, that the woman borrowed the money from another man. The Chassan swoops in and gives a Pruta in order to extend the Zman of the loan for the woman. And he's Mekadosh with that Hana. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam is a completely different case. Completely different case, Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Please, let's get it. Completely different case. Tremendous case. He's Mekadosh with the Hana that he gave her. That's what the Ritva says. Yes? The Ritva says the Hana. The Ran, the Ramban, the Tez Rosh is Mekadosh with the Pruta. There's two formulations. He's Mekadosh with the Pruta. Tosis later on is going to say Pruta. There are two ways to say the Tosis. Is it Mekadosh with the Hana or is it Mekadosh with the Pruta? So you see, according to Tosis, Tosis comes out beautifully. And this is why Lamaisa, it's considered to be, go ahead, next line, Simi Vim Tomar. Go ahead.
Vim Tomar.
Amai. Why is it usher to do this, Mipnei?
Nei Armas Ribbis.
Why is this usher? Because of Armas Ribbis. Go ahead, Va what? Va Amr Perik Ezo Neshech. You can say to Adam, take four zoos, the Ozve Laploni zuze, and lend to Svi cash. Why is that mutter? The Usra Toil El Ribis. So what's the kasha? Why is this Haramis Ribis? She owes another guy money. He comes swooping in the chassan, and he gives her money to extend the loan. Why is that a problem? Ribis is only through the Malvin and Loiva. Why is he even on us from Aramis Ribis? Go ahead, what's the answer, V.A. Shlomar? Oh! Adam! I mean, Simi, when you gave the money to Adam, and you told him to lend money to Svi, did Svi give you any money to do this? No, not at all. You were totally on your own, correct? So therefore, that's mutter. But in the case in Kedushin, about what? Kishlucho. If Svi would give you money, then it would look like you're the shliach of Svi. So that would be ribbis. Because at the end of the day, what would Adam get back? Adam lent him $100 plus the extra $4 that you directed Simi to give. That's considered to be what ribbis. Because at the end of the day, you had $104. That's why it's considered to be a problem. Halacha
l'maisa.
So in Kedushin, what's the case? It looks like the chassan is the what? The shliach of the kala.
Yeah.
That's Haramis Ribis. Because I come from left field and I give the guy an extra pruta to extend his mind. Looks like, and I marry her.
Yeah.
So it looks like I'm acting like what?
Shliach.
I'm acting like a shliach. That's why if I ask you, which shot of Rashi or Tosfos fits in with the phrase Aramis Ribis?
Second one.
Tosfos, definitely. Because you're bringing in a third party. It looks like a shliach, right? According to Rashi, why is it called Aramis Ribis? If anything, I would call it Avak Ribis. What's the difference between Aramis Ribis and Avak Ribis? Avak's the Rabbanan too. But that's usually with sales. Mecca Chomemkar. Avak Ribis is by usually Mecca Chomemkar. But the reason why this is Aramis Ribis is because you go back to what I said from Rashi, we should be marrying her. You know what I mean? Even though it's a Kinyan Isser. You understand what I'm saying? Avak. It's esoteric. Avak Ribis. Right. The different categories of Ribis to Rabbanan. Avak Ribis and Haramis Ribis. Okay? So according to a bit of time, it's Haramis Ribis because you look playing games. It looks like you're a shliach. This case is not like a shliach at all.
Haramis Ribis can be where?
Haramis Ribis is the Rabbanan. Avak Ribis is the Rabbanan. Avak Ribis is by Mecca Chomemkar cases usually. This is not Mecca Chomemkar. This is Kedushin. Haramis Ribis can be by anything. Okay. Like in this case.
Including Mecca
Chomemkar
or...
Yeah, when you're trying to subterfuge. Okay? So again, what is Rabbeinu Tam's shot? He comes in and he does what? What does he come in and do? He comes in and what? Gives the man an extra pruta to extend the loan for her. Looks like he's acting like a shliach for her. Therefore, it's also based on Aramis Ribis. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's Aramis Ribis. According to Rashi, it's a little harder to say Aramis Ribis. Because according to Rashi, there's no third party. Right? It's just a man with a woman straight up. The reason why it's Aramis Ribis is because you what? You get her. You marry her. It's not Ribis Gomer because it's esoteric. Or because it's a wash. Or because her mind's not on it. That's why we call it Aramis. But I'm saying the phrase Aramis Ribis fits a bit of Tom's shot much better than who? Than Rashi's shot. Yes, Svi.
Before we gave the two answers of Pruta and the Hana.
Yes.
About the Hana case, if he doesn't use Vio, it won't stand. Is that correct?
No, Hanaz the esoteric Hanaf. Kesef equals Kesef. Rakod Lefanai, Schok Lefanai, where she says, dance in front of me. He gave her Hanaf by giving a joke, by dancing.
No,
Hanaf Kesef. Hanaf Kesef. It's either the Prut itself or the Hanaf Kesef. Not Hanaf Biyam. No. Not Hanaf Biyam. Okay, very good. No, I'm glad you asked. Okay, very good, Simi. You're doing a great job. Vim Tomar, go ahead. Let's go. Finish up, Toys. Is Vim Tomar? Vim Tomar? You're testing my Savlonis. It's unbelievable. Right? Savlonis, Vim Tomar. Go ahead. You got it? Vim Tomar. The end, Vim Tomar. Do you have it? Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. Am I Mukila? Go ahead. Vim Tomar. Let's go. Finish it up. Vim Tomar. Why did the Gemara talk about his extension of loan? Period. Should have established at the beginning of the loan. Go ahead. With Anas Milvis Mekudeshes. Kigon. Excellent. You know what? Why don't you say this case? Beautiful. Keep three parties and say that the chassan gives money to the malva to say, please lend this woman money. Please lend this woman money. And the makadosh gives the malva the pruta to lend her the money. Someone motivated this man to lend her money. Who's the man who did it? The chassan. Chassan gave him a pruta to motivate this man to lend her money. With that pruta that he gave, he's Makadosher. Why did the Gemara give that case?
What's the ribis in that case?
What'd you say?
What's the ribis?
The ribis, first of all, Ben's asking a good kasha, but before you ask your kasha, Lamaisa, this is a kasha only according to who? You guys tell me.
That's Rashi.
This kasha is only according to Rabbeinu Tam. Why? It is not a kasha on Rashi, says the Marshal. Why is this not a kasha on Rashi? You guys tell me. Because in the case of what? No, because if you're mocha from the very outset of the loan, according to Rashi, that would be what? Ribis Ktsutsa. Right? That would be Ribis Ktsutsa. We have to fit the Gemara to be Ribis only the Rabbanan. So this Kasha is not a Kasha according to Rashi. The Marsha points out beautifully. The Maharsha learns it. Rashi learns like the Rebbe of the Rambam. Rabboso Sharamam. There's no Isser Ribbis when you extend this man. It's only the beginning of the loan. So you can't get this cash out of your mouth according to Rashi. Because that would be Ribbis D'Raisa. According to Tosfos though, Tosfos learns L'shitoso that extending this man will be what? Extending this man would be what? Extending the man would be Ribbis what? Would be Ribbis D'Raisa, correct? Why do you have to tell me about this? It's considered to be Ribbis D'Raisa, right? This would be Ribbis D'Raisa, but why is it not D'Raisa then? Because according to Bina Tam, whenever you have what? Three parties.
Yeah.
When it's not directly Ma'avalov, it's not Ribbis D'Raisa. That's Tosis Lishitosa Rabbeinu Tam. Out Ribbis Ksutza would be Ribbis Ksutza. Extending his mind is Ribbis Ksutza. But it's not going to be Ribbis D'Raisa because there's three parties. He's convincing a guy to lend her money. Yes. Mitzak Ksutza. Tosis holds extending his mind is Ribbis Ksutza. But it's not Ribbis D'Raisa because the three parties are involved. You couldn't ask this kasha according to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, it wouldn't be D'Raisa anyway. According to Rashi, it wouldn't be D'Raisa anyway because it's extending his mind. So you don't need three parties. You got to break it down to be Ribbis D'Rabbanan. You can do that one of two ways. You can say it's not Ribbis Ksutza or you can have a third party involved. You understand what I'm saying? See, according to Rashi, it doesn't start because there's never three parties. It's not Ribbis Ksutza. So it's never going to be D'Raisa. Can't get that cash out of your mouth. According to Tosus, it would be Ribbis Ksutza, but the reason why it's not D'Raisa is because it's three parties. Yosef did a great job writing on the board, so did Ben, Pinchas, everybody, Simi, everyone, working at it. You got this kasha? It's a great kasha.
Who asked this kasha?
Tosus. Tosus asked the kasha. Why do you have to say Arbach Azimna? Say you're mocha the whole thing from the outset. What's Tosus, Terrence? Go ahead. Banas Milva.
Yeah.
Malv is the lender. He has four letters. He's more money, so he can lend money. Lov is three letters. He doesn't have much money. Banas Milva. Go ahead. We're talking about a case in the Gemara where there's already a pre-existing loan. Mekadesh b'milva. Not something from the very outset of the loan. That's why the Gemara did not establish it in this case. Okay, it's Dumin and Mekadesh b'milva. It's not Shaykh B'tchilas alone. Okay? And therefore, Halacha L'maisa, the Kikayon Dionis says, Abai says, even in such a case, by Arvach L'Zimna, it's us to do it by Aramis Ribbis. Yosef, you got it? Very good, L'maisa, you wrote also. Okay? You're almost as good as artist as me. Almost. Okay? You got it? You're better. Okay? You're a better artist than me. Not too hard to be a better artist than me. Okay? So you got this Kiddush? So it comes out to be a Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Amazing. Now this leads us to the following. You guys got to get this. What is the case of the Kaddish B'Hanos Milvin? Osir La'asoskin Aramis Ribbis. Rashi holds what? Man and the woman straight up themselves. And he extends his mind. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Bring in a third party. Bring in a third party and he pays the what? For the extension of this mind. Yes? He pays for the extension of this mind. Oh. So that leads us to the following. Now we have this Machlekes Rashi, L'Maisa and Tosfos. I want you to get the following. What happens in a case where you're Mekadesh a woman with Ribbis Ksutza straight up? Did you hear what I said? Let's say you're Mekadesh a woman with Ribbis Ksutza. What would be the din? What do you say in such a case? It's amazing. The Beis Shmuel and Simen Chav Ches Sivkot Chavav in the Avnei Miluyim and Simen Chav Ches Sivkot and Beis and the Shara Melech and the Pnei Oshu and Atmos Yosef all say, what was the kasha of the Gemara when it said Ribba Bal Yosef? What was the kasha of the Gemara? Do you remember the first kasha of the Gemara? It was 4 and 5. What was the first kasha? That it was 4 and 5. What was the first kasha of the Gemara? It's Ribbis Ksutza, yes?
Okay.
Is the kasha on the Lushan or on the Din? Which one do you think the kasha is on? The Lushan or the Din? No, it's on the Lushan. The Gemara said it was Haramis Ribbis. 4 and 5, the Gemara says that's Ribbis Bal Yasa. Mashma that the Kash is on the Din from Rashi. Doesn't Rashi say that? Ribbis Bal Yasa. My curry lay Haramis Ribbis. Why do you call Haramis Ribbis? It should be what? Ribbis what? Should be Ribbis Ksutza, correct. So what does that imply? What does that imply? That the Kash is only on the Din. That implies that if you would Mekadesh a woman with the extra money that you lent, with the interest money, you would be what? Mikudeshes. The Ritva says the same thing, guys. Please get it. If I lend money $4 and I tell the woman you got to pay me $5 back, and I say don't pay me back the fifth, and I'm a kaddish with the fifth, it's good. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, the Gemara only had a problem with the Lushan. But theoretically, can I make kaddish with Ribbis Ketutza or not? Yes or no? What do you say? Yes.
The Gemara
seems to say it's good. No, no, that's what I'm bringing out, Ben. The problem is on the Lushan. The Lushan is called Haramis Ribbis. That's why it doesn't fit the bill. But in theory, if you would Makadosh, it would be Chal. That's what the Ritva says. Ritva says if you're Makadosh with Ribbis Ketutza, let's get it. You're Makadosh, Ribbis Ketutza, what's the din? Mikudeshes. Why is that? I want you to get this. Why is that? Because in theory, even though the Torah asks me to collect it, but there's a creation of a chov. There is some type of chov that has been created. Granted, he's not allowed to pay me. She's not allowed to pay me the extra fifth dollar. But it's been created. And on that, I can make kaddisher. That's the chiddush of the Ritva, halacha l'maisa. And the Rabbeinu Yerucham argues and says it's not good, halacha l'maisa. Ein mikudeshes. The Rabbeinu Yerucham argues and he says, ein mikudeshes. Please get it. Now, do you remember I said the phrase Yotze B'dayanim? What is Yotze B'dayanim? I can take a guy to a Din Torah. Let's say I charge the guy interest and I collect it. He can take me to Din Torah for the money back. That's what Yotze B'dayanim is. But Kol Zman, he hasn't been Yotze B'dayanim. If he hasn't taken me to a Din Torah, the Chov exists, says the Ritva. I can be Mekadosher. I have the ability to be Mekadosher. Halacha L'maaseh. And the Meiri quotes both these two shitas. Halacha l'maisa. Can you be Mekadosh with Ribbis Ketutza? And what are the two pshatim in the Gemara? Is the kasha on the Lashon? Or is the kasha on the what? On the din. Is the kasha on the Lashon or is the kasha on the din? Halacha l'maisa. Because what we're assuming, al pi din, is that there is a chov. Even though the Torah asks it, but there is a chov. Halacha l'maisa. And that is why I can be Mekadosher al-Pidin. Mitzad ad-Din, it's usher to take it. But I can Mekadosher in Mamon. Do you remember the end of Shir yesterday? We said that the Din of Ribbis is placed where? Where is the Din of Ribbis placed? Yordea. Which implies that it's a what? Benan l'makom. That is why there's a chov. Because it's usher for me to collect, but there's still a chov. Financially, something's there. On an objective way, there is a chov created. If we set up the loan, the only interest, you theoretically have a debt to me. Granted, I can't collect it. And granted, you can't pay me. But there's a conceptual loan. You follow me, Alan? Because it's been on the lockup. I want you guys to get this. This is critical. This speaks volumes about the nature of Ribbis. Remember, I didn't give a nafkamina yesterday? This is the nafkamina. This has been Adam L'makom. And what does the Rabbi Yerucham say? It's been Adam L'what? L'chaveiro. If the Torah says it's also to collect, there's no chov. I can't Mekadosh a woman with it. It doesn't exist. So the Gemara says, L'maisa, it's Ribbis Bal Yasa. When the Gemara says Ribbis Bal Yasa, it means it doesn't fit the bill, Yosef, or does it mean what? Does it mean that the Kiddushin won't be chal? Because what did it say, Yaakov? Hamakadosh Banas Milvas Mekudeshes. The Gemara says it's not Ribbis Aramis Ribbis, it's Ribbis Bal Yasa, it's 4 and 5. Does that mean that it doesn't fit the Lashon, or does that mean that Din would be wrong? It wouldn't be Mekudushin. The Rabbi Yerucham says it wouldn't be a Kedushin. Why? Because Ribbis has been out of Lamakom. When I charge you that $100 and you're supposed to pay me back extra, do you have a chov to pay me back extra in the interest? Yes or no? You're not allowed to pay me, the Torah asks it. Does that mean there's no financial chov or not? Machlokas Ritva Rabbi Yerucham. Nafkaminas can Mekadosh a woman with Ribbis Ketutza. If there's a chov, then I can Mekadosh her. There's something there.
Is it Asr for a person to pay Ribbis?
Yes. Malva and Lova. It's Asr on both. It's Beferish and Mishnah.
Wouldn't that just be
Livnei
Iver?
It's also, but there's a separate Isra, Lav. Ayin Heim and Bezin, the Mishnah Bo
Metzia. By you creating the Chol in the first place, wouldn't that be the
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying besides it, there's a Lav straight up for both. Well, it's a Simon of Neshech. Both for the Mav and Lov. Besides for Leif Neivim. It's a straight up Lav. It's also on the Edim. It's also on the Sofer. Mishnah writes explicitly there are a bunch of people that are over Nisr when they're involved in Ribbis. Ayin Heim and Bezin, the Mishnah. That's the Chiddush. Halach Lamais. Okay. Now, also, let's get to the following. We got to get the Chumash real soon. Let's get to the following Chiddush. So that's the second Malach. Please get this. Kenny Mekadosh, one of the Ribbis Ketutz, is amazing Chiddush that really emerges here. And we're saying it depends on the din of Ben Ogma, Makkah, Ben Ogma, Chavero. Okay. Next Mahalach I want you to get. Please get it. I gave you a Tosim in Sechas Ksubis. Bidafayin Gimel Amara, Ayin Dal Amara Aleph. Rashi in Ksubis writes, if you're mochel the loan, it's not a kedushin because you're not giving her anything. But if you're mekadosh with hanas mechila, what's the din? You got to get this whole mahal. If you're mekadosh with ribis ketutza, it depends whether it's benam l'makom benam l'chaver, like we said at the end of shir yesterday. Because is there a chol? The Torah might ask her, but maybe financially there's a chol. Then I can mekadosh her. Or if you say it's benam l'chaver, then the Torah not only asks it, there's no chiyuv, there's no chol. So what I'm being mekadosh with, there's nothing there. You understand what I'm saying? It all depends how to learn the Kasha and the Gemara. That's the Chiddush one. Zemiri quotes 2 days. Okay, let's get this quickly. Rashi says in Ksubis, if I'm a Kaddish with the Mechila, what's the din? It's not good. Rashi says I'm not giving anything. If I'm Mochel alone, I'm a Kaddish, it's nothing. But what happens if I'm a Kaddish with Hanas Mechila? What do you say on that? That's good. Halach lamais. If I'm a Kaddish with Hanas Mechila, that's good. Yes? That's our Gemara. Actually, it's not our Gemara. That's what Rashi quoted. Tosus and Ksubis and Ayin Dal and Amalav quotes Dibramaska Makadesh that according to the Rabbeinu Yitzchak, he says Rabbeinu Yitzchak, rarely does he say Rabbeinu Yitzchak, just as usually Re. He says, Ein Nira. According to Rashi or Mechalik, Makadesh ben Mechilis Milva is bad. If Makadesh ben Anas Mechilis Milva, it's good. Rabbeinu Yitzchak is not Mechalik. What do you mean he's not Mechalik? What do you mean he's not Mechalik? What is it not mechalik? The Gemara says beferish. Mechil is bad, if you straight up on that money. Hanas, mechil is good, right? What do you mean you're not mechalik? So I want you to get this. What he writes is amazing. Shmuel Rozovsky says an amazing pshat. He says, you know what Rabbeinu Yitzchak meant? He meant like this. He meant, halacha lemaisa, that no, even when the person says, mekadosh b'milva, you know what Tosas meant? Hanas mechil, it's always good. That's what Tosas meant. If you're mekadosh a woman with mechila, you know what it meant? It meant hanas mechila. That's exactly what Tosas means. So if you're mochel alone and you're mekadosh with that, it's still good because you meant hanas mechila. That's what Tosas meant. So I want you to get that. That's what Shmuel Rozovsky writes. It's a small Tosas. You get a chance. I gave it to you in the Mar Makomos, but please get it. Halach lemaisa. And then that leads us to the following. Then we got to get to Chumash. There is a principle called a Kinyan Hamoyel. Have you ever heard of Kinyan Hamoyel? I don't want to touch any of these pictures. We got the first one and the third one, so we'll go in the middle. Kinyan Hamoyel. It's like the Mona Lisa, right? Kinyan Hamoyel. What's Kinyan Hamoyel? I want you to know this topic. Kinyan Hamoyel, what does the word Moyel mean? Works. Helps. Correct. Me'il is trespassing. Moyel here means help. Let's say I do two meisim, and one kinyan will not work, and the other kinyan will work. Can we assume an autopilot that even though I had in mind for the first kinyan that didn't work, can I go on an autopilot and say, oh, I really meant the second one, and let the kinyan work? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what kinyan moil works. So there was a great Rosh Yeshiva here in the 20s, 1920, in the 20s, named the Eli Mimechik. The Ilui Mimechik. Ilui means a genius from the city of Mechik. He was a Talmud of Reb Chaim. He was here, he was a Rosh Yeshiva here in the 20s. The Ilui Mimechik. The Ilui Mimechik is known in all the yeshivas. He asks a great kasha. He says, Allah Almighty, why is Mekadosh B'milva not good? Why can't you say he meant what? Hanas Milva. Why does anyone ever say Mekadosh B'milva is not good? He meant Hanas Milva. Kinyan Hamoyel. Like Rabbi Kivager writes in the Tshuva, Simon Laman Zion. If you do a kinyan amoyel and a kinyan shein amoyel, even if your kavana is for the kinyan that doesn't work, let it work the other kinyan automatically. So let it work here, hanas mechila, automatically. You're makadisher with the loan. The loan doesn't work because you're not giving her anything. So I'm makadisher with the mechila of the loan. That's what he meant. Why don't you work that every single time? Ask for Elim and Machik. You ever heard of the Elim and Machik? The Elim and Machik. The great Gong. They used to call him the Elim and Machik. He was here in the 20s. Reb Chaim said he was a Goin Olam. Every single time the Kaddish Manila appears, how could the Gemara say, Abai Rav say it's not a good Kedusha? Let it work. Kinyan Amoyel, he meant Hanas Mechila, kind of like what we just said with the Taisin Ksubis, no? Taisus meant that. Now we're saying any guy that says it. So what's the answer to that kasha? So Reb Shlomo Eger, Reb Eger's son, says, you see, my father's wrong. There is no concept of Kinyan Amoyel. He says he's wrong. You do a Kinyan Amoyel and Kinyan Shein Amoyel, it doesn't work. Can't say autopilot, I meant the other one. And it's good. However, if you don't say like Reb Shlomo Eger, who's arguing on his Abba, you could say like this. When is it possible we say Kinyan Amoyel? When is it possible we say Kinyan Amoyel? When both Kinyanim are two different Kinyanim. One is Arba Amos, and one is what? One is like Hagbar, Mashiach. You know? When they're two different Kinyanim, then you could say one works and one doesn't work. And I assume the autopilot. Here it's the same Kinyan Kesef. Is it going to go on what? Is it going to go on the loan, the money you lent? Or is it on what? The Hanav, the Mechila. But it's still the same Kinyan. If it's the same Kinyan, you can't work Kinyan Amoyel. That's the Chiddush I wanted to bring out. If it's the same what? If it's the same Kinyan, you can't say autopilot. What do you mean autopilot? It's the same, you're working the same vehicle Kinyan. Granted, it was Hanas Mechila, the Hanah of the Kesef. Like I said, it's your, the actual money you lent, but it's still the Kinyan Kesef. That it doesn't work. That's the Chiddush you wanted to suggest. Okay? That's the Chiddush. If the Bazdam is scavenging the Kaddish Bahanah, Halacha L'maisa, therefore I cannot, it's not going to be good, Halacha L'maisa. Okay, that's a teretz. We're saying according to Avnei Miluim, Simin Chavchetz, Sifkat Lamed Zayin. Okay, we got that Chiddush? Okay, we got that? Very good. Okay, now Lamaisa, there's a few other Nakudas we have to do. Now Sunday we have a little bit early shir, because I have to leave, so I have shir a quarter to 11. Instead of 11, we have a quarter to 11 to noon. I got to leave at noon. Okay, let's get to Chumash, B'Zishem. Okay? Here we go. You know, you look in the Parsha, and we see a response from Yaakov. Thank you very much, Jesus. We see a response from Yaakov when Rachel says, you know what? You're not davening for me. Why don't you daven for me? So Yaakov's response is very harsh. And he says, what do you think, I'm God? You think I'm Hashem? Atachas Elokim Ani? Now, Yaakov is the best of all the others. Unbelievable. That response is very harsh. Very severe. So I want to suggest a few pshatim what it meant, okay? And then we have to build it up. Number one is, Rav Shevel Zatzal points out in the bottom of the Ramban, is that he basically says, which is a very interesting nekuda from the Reim, that he could not be Metzias Davin on that Madrega because he had kids from other women. She had no kids at all. So, you want to show empathy, that's fine. But you cannot be empathy out of self until you're in that same state. And he was not. That was his response. It's an interesting chiddush. That no matter how you try and you pour out your heart, but if you cannot be in that same matzav, it's hard for you to pour out your heart completely. It won't work. That's one answer. You could ask on that and say, Ayat Hashem Tiksar, Hashem is always willing to look at your heart, and if you're trying, why not? So a second shot, says the Nemukei Shmuel. He was destined to have 12 sons. Yaakov says to her, you know what? I don't feel it's right to be able to take away kids from the other women. I cannot finagle this. You know, if I dive on your behalf and you're giving kids, it might take away from some of the other women. I'm not comfortable with that. That was the pshat's response. That's Hashem's choice, not mine. And I don't want to mess with it. That's a second shot from the Nemukei Shmuel. He says, B'shem Chuvas Ma'aravi. Interesting. And then there's a third shot. The third shot is that she physically didn't have a uterus. Tzadikim can daven, but they can't do things l'malam in a teva. And that's what he says to her. Those are three pshatim, perhaps, to save Rashi. But the Ramban says, you know why he was so harsh? Because he wanted to bring it out of her. She's the only one that can do it. No one can daven a cholos. Tefillah is only listened to. The best tefillah is the chol himself or herself. And here she wasn't a chol, but she was barren. And he tried to drive that home to her. And that's why he said that no one can daven but who? But yourself. And that's what he wanted to do in essence by conveying that to her. Yes, Yonah?
According to the third opinion, how would he have been able to marry her in the first place? Like, if that was going to be his first wife, and...
Maybe he didn't know.
But she would... I'm saying she wouldn't be able...
Maybe he didn't know.
She wouldn't have to say that, like...
I don't know. Maybe she didn't know herself. It wasn't the... Medicine wasn't the same as now. They both probably didn't know. So, Lamaisa, what I want to bring out from here is that it's very critical to realize who we're dealing with here. Because the Gemara writes in Megillah that Rachel gave the simanim to Leah. And because of that, she's the one that can come forward and what? She's the one that can come forward and daven Rachel Mavak al Baneha. None of the other avos and imos. Only because Rachel gave up the simanim. She gave of herself. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu listen to her? You have to be able to refine yourself that you're able to do chesed just for the sake of doing chesed. Not because you don't want it to be publicized. You do chesed for the right thing and the right thing only. And Yushalmi writes in Damai that Reb Pinchas Ben Yara crossed a river and the river opened for him. And all the Tamidim were behind him. And they said, Rebbe, will it open for us? He said, I want you to know something. Have you guys ever done a chesed that is totally perfect, that you're not doing for alternative motives? And have you ever made sure you never embarrass someone ever? Do you know in your pocket you never embarrass someone or hurt anyone? I know. He wasn't being a bald guy. He was a metzias. Then Hashem split the water for him. It's an amazing things happen. That we have to be able to care about other people, that we don't hurt them, and that we care about other people for the sake of them. Because Hashem rewards you. You know, the Rambam writes in the beginning of the Perush Mishnayos and Peah that for mitzvahs ben amal chaver you get schar in this world, and for Torah, Talmud Torah, you get schar in this world. Why? Because it's maybe leading Maisa. Everything else ben amal chaver you get schar only in the next world. But ben amal chaver you get schar in this world, says the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos and Peah. Because we do things to refine. That's why Rachel Mavak al Baneha, because she did the chesed. And Pinchas Ben Yara was made sure he never hurt anybody. And that's why she's crying out for what? She's crying out for help. L'maisa the Davin. So Yaakov says, according to the Rabbi, you've got to do it. Because you are what? You are the one that can be hurt the most. Because you give over to Simonim. And you are special. And you are the one that Hashem is going to listen to in the future. Because you were willing to sacrifice yourself because of that sneas. You know, sneas always thinks it means how you dress. Doesn't mean that always. Doesn't mean that mostly at all. It means how you go about your behavior. She gave over the simanim at sneas. No one knew about it. Right? No one's got to know what you're doing, the mitzvahs and the chesed you've done. You do it because the right thing. And then you're trying to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's exactly the Chiddush. The truth is that we find that the Chofetz Chaim once was accepting Talmidim in the yeshiva, and there was a fellow, they were waiting to be boichin, and then he slept overnight because they didn't have time to do it at night. He was freezing. The Chofetz Chaim saw him sleeping there, and he took off his jacket, Chofetz Chaim, and put it on the Talmud. And the Talmud woke up. And that Talmud became later a very famous professor. And they asked him, why didn't you become an apikoros? He said, because of the cloak of the Chofetz Chaim. The chesed of the Chofetz Chaim that he put on as a blanket always reminded me of the, you never know how much chesed can kick into someone, when it kicks in. And that's what you got to keep in mind. That story with the Chofetz Chaim. And the truth is, on the converse, and this is what I want to bring out, stealing is a terrible thing. Look at what happened to Rachel. Look what happened to Rachel. She stole the truff in our parsha. What happens? She dies. She can't even have a day of being a mother for Binyamin. She dies in childbirth because she stole. She stole. What'd she steal? She stole off of a Zara. So her father wouldn't be involved in anything. In Avodah Zarah, still it doesn't make a difference. Not her father or brother. Right? You cannot want to be involved in that terrible Avera of Geneva. And therefore Yaakov saw these guys walking around, doing nothing. He starts yelling at them. Why? Because they're stealing. They're employees. They're taking a 5-hour lunch break. He couldn't stand Gezel. You know, we always refer to Yosef being Yosef HaTzadik. Who's Yosef? Who's before Yosef was a tzaddik? Yaakov a tzaddik. I'm going to give you 4 marmakimus now that prove that Yaakov was called a tzaddik. 4 marmakimus. Number 1, Rashi in the beginning of the parsha. When a tzaddik leaves the city, he leaves an imprint on the city. That's Yaakov. Number 2, the stones were fighting which stone would be the pillow for Yaakov in his head. Allah yaniach es tzaddik azes, says Gemara Chulin. When Yaakov went back for the Pachim Tanim, the Gemara says in Chulin, a tzaddik, his goof, his moment is more chashuv than his goof, so he could give staka. He risked his life to go back for the small jars. Gemara calls him a tzaddik. And what does the Rambam write in the Yad HaChazaka, the last halacha in the Chaskir's Paulin? How should an employee act? Who should he act like?
His master.
Yaakov a tzaddik. He calls him Yaakov a tzaddik. Those are 4 marmakams. Even before Yosef, Yaakov is known as the tzaddik. So he wasn't trying to be mean to Rachel when she said, "David for me." He was trying to drive home to her, "You got to do it. Or I can't finagle with Hashem's ways." Or because why? Or because why, we said? Because why? He can't change Teva. And what was the first job we said? What was the first job we said? What'd you say?
The best tefillah is from the chola.
I can't hear you.
The best tefillah is from the chola.
That's what the Ramban says. But what was the first job we said from the rain? What was the first job that we said from the rain? What did the rain say to defend Rashi? Is that what? Is that you can't be empathetic enough because he wasn't in the matzah. He had other kids, but not from her. He was a tzaddik. But the Ramban is saying he's trying to drive home that you got to dive in it for yourself. You got to do it yourself. Because you are someone that Hashem listens to. Because Rachel Mavakapanah. And Hashem will bring us back from the Golis because of you, Rachel. Because you gave it to Simon. Because you gave it yourself. And even though she meant well with stealing the truffin, but you can't do it through means of Aaron. Like we spoke about earlier in the week about Robin Hood on Sunday about Bnei Mistas. You can't do Robin Hood. Cannot ever be through the means of an Aveira. Even Rachel Imenu. So we got to watch this. And we should propel ourselves to be people that are Baalei Chesed, that look out for the other person, not for alternative motives. And that we follow Yaakov in his footsteps, Yaakov Atzakin, and Rachel Imenu's footsteps. And that we realize that the concept that we have in the Parsha, the Ramban says about Nachor. Nachor's in the Parsha, the brother of Avram. How does Lavan associate himself? He says, "My father's Nachor." His father was Besuel. His Besuel was a Rush. He wanted nothing to do with him. He wanted to associate himself with Nachor. Avram Avinu had affected Nachor, who must have been a good man too, says the Ramban as well. To associate yourself around people that are Baalei Chesed, that are good, kind people, not people that are mean. You distance yourself from someone that's mean. You distance yourself from a person that is not acting what? Normal and acts crazy. Because you can hurt people. And that person is what Yaakov and Rachel say they have to distance yourself from. And Yaakov said it's only a few days, it feels like, to wait for you. Normally you think, if you're in love with something, if you have to wait a few days, it feels like a few years. His Ava was Ava, not of Cheshik. It's not an Ava of Gashmus. It was an Ava of he knew her value. And that's why Lamaisa, he said it, a few years is nothing to be able to work for you. That was the greatness of Yaakov. This was the greatness of Rachel. So we have to try our best I can to help other people out to be Baalei Chesed, and at the same time, make sure that they help themselves. Because you know that famous phrase, you can't sell help someone until when? Until they're ready to help themselves. And that's in essence what the Ramban was saying to Rachel. You have great koach. Hashem will listen to you. We're going to come back from Golis because of you. But you have to put the feeling for yourself. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Keep chazer. So we have shir 10:45 on Sunday, Bezat Hashem. 10:45 to 12. And Bezat Hashem, we'll continue. We got to finish this up. We'll be coming all along from the parsha.